Hi, I'm Annie Botticelli, and this is the Storyteller Forecast for Cancer for March 2013. So if Cancer is your sun sign or Cancer is your rising sign, then this is for you. This is the second version of the March horoscopes that I'm recording, because in the first version I got very carried away with my new offering of subliminal audios to help remap your brain and change your experience for the better. So I will mention ones as I think are relevant for Cancer later on, but I will stay very focused on all of the information that I had wanted to convey regarding the horoscopes for March for Cancer. So there's a tremendous amount of focus for Cancers, rising sign and sun sign, in the area of career, work, and life purpose in the month of March. Loaded house with tons of planets and multiple aspects, and a lot of the aspects are pretty challenging. March is a weird month because a lot of the personal planets, Mars, Venus, the Sun, will be moving into Aries, which brings a zest and exuberance and rambunctiousness. And then Mercury is still retrograde, and even though it goes direct March 17th, there's still a shadow period afterwards, so it's like hurry up and wait energy. There's also a lot of squares in the cosmos, meaning squares are 90-degree angles made between planets, and they're not known to be very favorable angles. They're challenging aspects. I don't ever believe that challenging aspects are something just to get through or to be worried about. They are energetic fuel cells that we can use to profoundly push forward in our on our paths and make forward movement, inner movement or outer movement. So you can, in that way, reframe challenging aspects and get very excited about them, knowing that you have tremendous opportunity to make positive changes in your life. And you're going to have plenty of those in March. Everyone's going to have them, but I'll speak to the specific ways they line up for Cancer energy. So Mercury is also going to be going retrograde in your 10th house. So it's going to go into your 9th house as well, but it's going to start its retrograde cycle in the 10th house. So many of you are going to be questioning your work and your life purpose and how you show up in the world. And are you showing up in the way you want to? Is your current vocation the one that you feel is your spiritual purpose? Or was it, and then maybe now you feel it's something else? Perhaps you're happy with your career and your field, but you're questioning your actual job, you know, where, or your position or the company that you work for. Many Cancers are going to be having all of these questions, or some of these questions, very focused energy on your life purpose and your work and your career and your vocation and your personal place that you bring, what you bring to the world. So many of you will be asking the question, do you want to be your own boss instead of working for somebody? And for many of you, that's going to be the appropriate answer. Yes is going to be the appropriate answer. If that's the case, hold off on making a decision to leave your job if you can, because the aspects are just weird. That's the best I can say. There are several points of potential conflict in the workplace at the end of March, starting from around the 22nd. I'm giving you some exact dates, but know that any planetary transits, they have an orb of energy in either direction, so you can feel and have experiences from them before or after the actual dates that they occur. There are going to be there's going to be a square from Venus to Pluto. This can bring out a lot of intense jealousy and fear, and it may come up in the workplace, or it may come up with someone that you're connected to romantically in the workplace, or it may just come up with someone you're connected to romantically. But the Pluto energy is in your partnership house, your relationship house, and the Venus energy is in your work and career house. It could also be that your partner is threatened by you moving forward in your work, and so that their fears and conflicts are coming up and you're having to work with that. But anything that does come up, don't take it as something, okay, this is just going to pass. These are very important reflections showing you inner work that can be done to help improve your quality of experience. Mars is also going to make a square to Pluto. This energy is one that can really inflame the ego. So part of why you might want to leave your work is because you feel like you're smarter than the people that run the business. I remember back in my very ego-filled days, I felt that way, which is what propelled me to work for myself, which I have for almost 9 years. But it's not always the best, it's not always the highest expression and best way, and there's energy of causing permanent damage and doing things you might regret with that feeling. So try to temper the ego a little bit and really sit in the place of your highest destiny, your highest expression, what the benevolent source wants you to do as the conduit for higher expression. You know, try to keep it out of the personal I and more about the general purpose. You know, I think that you probably understand what I mean. But so watch the egos at the end of the month. And it's possible that some things that happen at the end of the month might be the final straw in a whole series of haystacks that have been leading you to want to make a change in your work. And if that's the case, awesome. I totally support that. I just want you to wait until April, if you can, to make the decision so that you can make it clear-headed, that you don't burn any bridges, and that you can feel good about how you went about doing things and what your reasoning is for doing things. If you are wanting to be your own boss, one of the packages of the subliminals that I've created that I was so excited about that I had to re-record these is the Be Your Own Boss bundle of 5 subliminals. Subliminal messaging can really assist you in changing the mapping of your brain. So click on the link below this video to check out all of my self-help offerings and empowerment offerings and the audios. But if that's part of what you're thinking, then definitely check that out. It's a very inexpensive way to support creating that experience for you. So about Saturn in the fifth house. Saturn, just like any other planet, has a potential energy from lowest to highest. They're all always positive energies of planets and signs and negative or more challenging aspects of planets and signs. Saturn gets a bad rap because it can be associated with problems and difficulties and burdens and trouble and karma. But the higher version of, or higher energy of Saturn is that it can bring things to fruition and that it wants discipline from you. And if you are meticulous with discipline, you'll get long-lasting gifts from Saturn. So Saturn for Scorpios, Saturn for Cancers right now, Saturn is in Scorpio. That's why it's just, anyway, whatever. Saturn for Cancers right now is in Scorpio in the house of children and creativity. So what Saturn wants from you is discipline involving those areas. If you're feeling lazy about your creative work, Saturn wants you to work harder. Saturn wants you to have a plan, which can seem somewhat conflictive regarding creative energies because there's a formless flow to them, and to try to put something disciplined to it can seem contrary, but that's exactly what Saturn wants. If you're a writer and you're having writer's block, force yourself to write every day. And this is for a while. This is still going to be for, you know, let's see, at least a year and a half, maybe 2 years. So get into a habit where you're being disciplined with your creativity. If you're having trouble with your children, if your small children or older children or any children are acting up and you're having a terrible time, I have 2 resources that I think are awesome. There's a book called Parent Talk by Chick Mormon, and there's a series of books based on this idea of Parent Talk by Chick Mormon. I think there's another title by a different name, but Chick Mormon is the author that I'm referring to. They're really gentle ways to readjust your parenting to help create self-esteem and bonding between you and your child and helping them to show up in the world in a way that they don't have to go back and clear things up like a lot of us adults are trying to do. So check that out. And also Love and Logic by Faye and Faye. They're a father and son psychology team. Awesome, awesome information and a system to be disciplined. You have to be consistent with things with children. They need consistency. If they're acting up, there's probably a place where, I'm not putting any blame on the parents, but that there are places where parents can be more consistent that help children to feel safer so that they don't have to act out in ways that are upsetting for everybody involved. So check out those resources if you're a Cancer that's having things with your children come up for you. I can't see everything in your chart. I'd like very much to. I do astrologically and based empowerment consulting. I can see things intuitively, but I don't focus my business on that. And I'm not, the clients that are the best match for me are those who want to positively change their experience and are willing to do the work. If you're willing to do the work, I will absolutely give you direction and resources that are specific to your brain mapping, which I can see in your chart. and you will improve your experience. And that's what I do. If you're asking the questions, what is going to happen with my relationship, and you want just a straight answer as to what's going to happen, call someone that does strictly psychic work. I could probably tell you the answer to that, but that's not where I want to focus my energy. Where I focus my energy is, why are you creating a pattern of a situation of unfulfillment, and what can you do to change that? How can you find more fulfillment in yourself and in your relationships? And how can you be a magnet for the types of relationships and experiences that will be wonderful? If you're asking those questions, then that's my department. And check out my empowerment consultation that includes an hour session with me and also subliminals that are specifically suited for your wiring. Check out the link below to see all of my offerings, and have a wonderful March.